Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. Well, there was a project that was, a lot of money and time and effort went into west of Denman at Bylong Valley, where KEPCO, a South Korean company, wanted to start a coal mine. They went through all the processes over many years and were knocked back continually from the planning authorities right up to the High Court. So they went back to South Korea with their tail between their legs, a bit sort of upset at New South Wales and how they couldn't get the go-ahead for the mine. Well, it turns out our Premier is currently in South Korea and he's there spruiking about coming to do business, particularly in the mining area in New South Wales, including here in the Hunter Valley. Someone who is involved in that dispute with KEPCO, the company that was proposing that coal mine, is Lock the Gate. And from Lock the Gate is Nick Clyde. Clyde, who's joining me this morning. Nick, good morning.
Good morning.
So does it worry you that the Premier is over there spruiking, come to New South Wales and do business with us, especially in the mining sector?
Well, look, I mean, I don't think we're surprised that the Premier is in South Korea spruiking business and investment opportunities in New South Wales. Well, I suppose that to a degree is, comes with the turf and is part of his role. What we are concerned about, though, is that he has specifically been talking up critical minerals mining as an opportunity for investment in New South Wales. And, you mentioned what happened to the Bylong community in your intro there. The Bylong community was subjected to 11 years of KEPCO's efforts to try and build a brand new coal mine in a heritage listed valley with some of the best soil for agriculture in the country with reliable water. That was knocked back for very good reasons by the current coalition government. And then what we saw very, very recently was an application by a company called Trio Resources to do exactly what the Premier is promoting at the moment, explore for critical minerals in the Bylong Valley. Now, when Trio Resources found out about what had happened to KEPCO's project and that it's a heritage-listed valley, that it's got some of the best soils, that really this is not a place where anyone thinks mining should occur, they withdrew that application. So I think what the Premier needs to be doing, particularly in South Korea, where there is this history with the Bylong project, it's been very clear that, yes, while we welcome investment, it's got to, we can't be trashing our best soils, our groundwater, and our climate in the process.
So I was curious to read that the Premier has says he wants to remove the speed bumps to investment in New South Wales. Being a journalist and I suppose a bit of a pessimist, I sort of get a bit concerned about that sort of statement. How do you read it?
Well, look, I would be. We're always concerned about those sorts of statements. What we saw happened with KEPCO in Bylong Valley was that company had to go through due process. Ultimately, their project was found not to be in the public interest and it was refused consent. I mean, that is exactly the process that we need in New South Wales. And then in this instance, it resulted in the right decision. So, and the Premier, I guess, is someone who has special standing in the community. It's really part of his job. I mean, he should be building confidence in our planning system and the checks and balances that protect farming communities and groundwater and our best agricultural land. It's speed bumps. That's an essential part of the process to make sure that New South Wales is protected from the worst coal and gas projects.
Are you confident in light of that KEPCO decision and then this more recent company coming and snooping around, so to speak, and then going, oh, no, well, this isn't worth it. Are you confident that Bylong Valley is now relatively safe from these things in the future?
Well, no, I'm not, Darren, unfortunately. I mean, the government has been lobbied for years by farming groups and locals and Lock the Gate to say, well, you've mapped this valley with the best soil in New South Wales. you've found that it's got amazing groundwater, you've said no to a coal mine because of those reasons, it's heritage listed, why don't you just declare it off limits to mining? You know, we've already seen this critical minerals company sniffing around wanting to explore for different kinds of metals mining in the valley. It just creates confusion. They would be better off just declaring it a no-go zone for mining. The other thing that I think is a lost opportunity with the Premier's visit to South Korea is that, you know, Lock the Gate, the Bylong Valley Protection Alliance and others have been writing to, well, wrote to the former Premier, John Barilaro, to say, look, why doesn't the government intervene on behalf of farmers in the valley there? And with a Premier in South Korea, it's a perfect opportunity. You know, we would encourage him to get on the phone to KEPCO while he's in Seoul and say, look, you guys own half the valley still for a coal mine that's never going to be built. The valley's being depopulated, the community wrecked. When all of those family farming properties were bought up to build a coal mine that was never built and refused, that land should be sold back to farmers, you know, to First Nations people, and really the community restored. You know, the school opened again, the shop opened again, and a bit of community life restored to that valley. So that's the opportunity that we'd like to see the Premier spruiking. You know, there's plenty of people who'd pay good money to buy some farmland back in the Bylong Valley. But it really needs a bit of support and intervention from the Premier to make that happen, because to date, sadly, KEPCO have completely refused to engage with the community or to signal at all what their long-term plans are for the Bylong Valley.
Nick, thank you very much for joining us on Hunter Valley Today.
Look, no worries at all. Thanks for having me on the show.
That's Nick Clyde there on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.